Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Morning, everyone. We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
I'm the beekeeper that's been mentioned in the documentation, and I'm part of the investigation as well for the state. And I thank you all for your service, because I know, I mean, I wouldn't want to have to listen to a bunch of angry comments and stuff all the time, but it's our forum to come and speak to here, so that's our right, and I love it. I love saying the pledge when we come here as well. It's just, you know, a wonderful thing.
Melissa Kalis speaking at the Santa Rosa County Commission committee meeting yesterday, as she says she's the beekeeper.
I'm not an environmentalist. I'm a conservative. I'm not someone that's just going to go out and, you know, say we need to stop everything and, you know, do all these kinds of things. But my bees were killed. And the property that we bought was specifically for the bees. We don't live here. We're in Gulf Breeze. I drive up here 45 minutes once a week. I had been doing it for 9 months to check on the bees, to feed the bees, to pamper those bees. It was my special thing that I was doing.
I really cannot imagine how frustrating it must be. I mean, here you are. You've invested in this land. You've invested in these beehives. You travel from Gulf Breeze. It's not next door to get up there to the area where they were kept. And then you just get up there one day and you're like, they're all dead. They're just all dead. What in the world? And then you hear the story about the crop duster for FPL putting down the pesticide. And the response is, well, it's a permitted pesticide. And the counties acknowledge that they've tried to, you know, make sure it's being done properly, but as best as they can tell, it is. And FDACS, Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, are aware of the complaint, and they basically say it's permitted. And, I don't, if you're going to go out and spray something on your lawn, you can, by law, right? And, you know, it's not prohibited, and as long as you're doing the right stuff. And same thing for, like, the farmers. And so I get the FPL perspective on this. They're trying to, you know, control the vegetation, but can you imagine finding all your bees dead one day? Well, that sucks, you know, and other people who say they have health issues, and whether perceived or real, either way, you know, people believe it and it stinks. And then the feeling on top of that, that, you know, the power company is not particularly responsive. What did Brad Baker say? You know, the saying around the county is, man, we miss the days of, you know, Gulf Power, because they were responsive. At least they were invested in the community. And then, of course, they got bought out and we have what we have, right?
Noticed, and Mr. Smith, I know we talked about it. If you go to our property, there are no birds, right? It's kind of weird. And then fast forward in May, I went to harvest the honey, actually. So I did harvest the honey, and I've got honey, 20 gallons of honey sitting in buckets in my kitchen right now that may or may not have been poisoned. I have no idea what's in it. So I need to send it to University of Florida and get it tested.
Yeah, I mean, you've got a pretty massive amount of revenue just sitting there, but you don't want to sell it if it's been contaminated somehow or other.
Something is going on. I don't know what it is, but the beekeeper community, they just kind of accepted it. I've been a beekeeper for about 7 years, and I'm learning as I go along, but if you look on forums and stuff, everybody is like, oh, this is just what happens to beekeepers. 60 hives, I have to relocate them to another area. I've heard of Baker and the person that said Crestview. It's actually Harold. Right south of the Harold store is my property, and then there's another beekeeper who lost quite a few bees, and then there's another beekeeper north of there that lost. Baker, Jay, I've heard of, and this isn't, I have no idea what happened. I'm not pointing the finger because I'm not there. I wasn't there. I can only have pictures on my camera showing the bees that were dead.
Yeah, I mean, that's enough, right? You know, you don't really expect to go up to your property and say, oh, what happened to all my bees? You know, wondering about that. So she says, let's have a committee. Let's get some people together and let's see what we can figure out. If there's any way to make this better, prevent it in the future, ameliorate the consequences in the future.
I mean, I would help. I have a day job, right? I work full time. I would sit on a committee. I mean, let's figure this out. You're eating it and drinking it and smelling it. It's in our skin. I'm eating it. Our kids are eating it. Our chickens are eating it. That horse that died. Are we okay with that? Are we good with eating honey at the store and we have no freaking idea what was in it?
I mean, they're reasonable questions, in my opinion, and observations, and particularly when it's tied in time. It might not turn out to have been a result of that. You know, the perception that just because it's a pesticide, it's bad for people, it depends on the concentration, and that's not necessarily true. Things that are bad for you and me may not be bad for others and vice versa. But, I can imagine it being very frustrating for them. 8:15 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. One thing, just a brief note, is she made the point in the beginning, I'm not an environmentalist, I'm a conservative. I think one of the biggest politically tactical errors that conservatives made in the 70s, let's say, early 80s, is allowing the environmental movement to somehow be conceived as not conservative. And the idea was that you could either be a conservative, and often you could be conservative Christian, or you could be an environmentalist. And in my Bible, it says we're supposed to tend the garden. in my Bible, we're supposed to care about these things. And God gives us the whole of the earth to look over and to be stewards and to take care of it. And so I think it was a huge tactical error because we made it, we gave people the false idea that if they were going to be, environmentalists, then they couldn't really have faith or couldn't really be conservatives, when what we should have been saying all along is, well, we're not going to give into the wild, crazy excesses. Things need to be balanced, interests of businesses, interests of consumers, interests of humans, and also interests of animals and, watching over the environment. These are things that matter to all of us. But, there's kind of this false dichotomy that you either care about the environment or you're a religious or a conservative person. And, I care about the environment tremendously. It doesn't mean I buy into all the nonsense that people on the left believe in or what we call environmentalists believe in, but there's been an effort, I think, to kind of recapture this terrain, and rightly so. And certainly we live in an area where everybody's in favor of water quality and everybody's in favor of wildlife. And that's an important thing, to not make it so that you lose people out of your tent, out of a perception that, if you care about the animals and the vegetables and the water, that somehow you can't be a Republican, let's say. 8:17 on News Radio 92.3, John Pickens has traffic for us. John?
That's right. Still dealing with the accident that happened on Michigan Avenue and Louisville Avenue. I'm seeing just some minor delays going westbound on Michigan, but other than that, that area is good. Let's see here, 9 Mile Road westbound approaching I-10, seeing about a 5 to 7 minute delay. And let's see here, 98 is back to flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
If I mention the terms used car dealership, used car sales, what reaction do you have? Is it excited? Is it happy? Or is it like, please, God, no. Don't make me. Don't make me. Well, I understand. That's how it usually is. And, not even just used, sometimes new as well. But there's that feeling like they're going to try to get me. I'm going to have to go through this process. I'm going to be passed around from this person to that person. Then we go through all the shell games of the, I don't know, I got to go ask my manager, and all this, and get to know you. And just, ugh. Okay, go to Frontier. Okay, go to Frontier and find out that it doesn't have to be like that. It can be different. It can be very you-oriented, very customer service-oriented. Basically, where they ask themselves, okay, what do people hate about buying used cars? Let's just not do that stuff. So they just don't do that stuff. Okay? Now, I can't promise you the world. I just know that when I experienced it, it was better by a lot. Made me want to come back. The way they treated me before, during, and even, frankly, after, which was weird but good, made me want to come back again and again. That's why I like to talk about them, because I want you to have the same experience that I had. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 29 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida tomorrow at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
The midterm elections.
Who will win? Who will not?
It'll all be covered on News Radio 92.3.
They call me Mr. Pig!
Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up for me?
Know this band, John? It's the Mavericks. And as far as I know,
that's
they got
the Mavericks.
Yeah,
man, I haven't heard that in years.
That's what I like to do. I like to dig up good stuff. 8:21 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David.
People starting to talk.
Yeah, David. Hey, buddy. I know I came to you a lot earlier than I normally do. There he goes.
There we go. Sorry about that. Well, Iran has launched attacks on U.S. bases in the Middle East in response to U.S. strikes on Iran. U.S. Central Command announcing those strikes in retaliation for the downing of that Apache helicopter over the Strait of Hormuz. Now some reports of Iranian attacks on sites in Jordan, Bahrain, and Kuwait. Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth will be in both Florida and Cuba today for a tour of military installations. He's traveling today to Naval Station Guantanamo Bay in Cuba, and then he'll be in Tampa visiting U.S. Central Command headquarters. And ICE could save tens of millions of taxpayer dollars at its biggest detention camp, according to a new federal watchdog report. The GAO says that an immigration camp at Fort Bliss in Texas was set up so the government paid for meals and services as if it was full, even when it wasn't close to being full. The report says the camp opened without basic pieces in place like security cameras and rooms for attorney and family visits.
All right, David, thank you so much for the update. 8:22 News Radio 92.3. The state of Alabama, you've had a federal judge rule that they cannot use the nitrogen hypoxia, that suffocation through the presence of nitrogen. If there's no oxygen, you die, to execute a death row inmate. Remember years ago they got rid of their drug injection protocol they moved away from that because they were having trouble getting the drugs. And so then they instituted the nitrogen hypoxia. And now the appeals court has concluded that it has a substantial risk of serious harm. Direct the district court to determine whether the proposed alternative, it's apparently up to the sentenced person to come up with the alternative. You know, I don't want you to kill me that way, but you can kill me this other way. Firing squad is what he has proposed. And that's not actually provided for in Alabama, but that's the idea is, you know, if what they're proposing they can't do, then you got to find another way to do it. Firing squad, not currently authorized under Alabama law. You'd have to develop a protocol and a facility and, I guess, buy bullets and find volunteers and, you know, all the things. I've always thought that this whole business of not making somebody endure any kind of suffering when we execute them was weird. To me, cruel and unusual as a logician is a, you have to have both. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if it's a little bit painful, as long as it's how we do for everybody, good. I mean, it's fine. I mean, what they did was horrendous. I'm not saying we lean in the direction of causing pain or inflicting suffering. You don't go out of your way to cause it. But if I don't understand the idea that the end of somebody's life for having done a heinous crime needs to be completely painless. It's never made sense to me, frankly. But then again, you have people who just get offended by things. There's a billboard that's been put up in Alabama, paid by the Execution Intervention Project, wanting to stop nitrogen executions. Their phrase, you ready for this, John?
I am ready.
You will appreciate this as a fan of the humans. The humans are entertaining, okay? Yeah, there's this book I bought a long time ago. It's about it's a collection of Jewish short stories, and it's because what is it? Oh no, I had it. Because God loves stories, I think. It's about humans and how entertaining they are, right? So the billboard headline, "Thou shalt not suffocate." So stoning then.
Right, exactly. Why not?
You know,
let's all take a whole bunch of
phrasing rocks. The use of nitrogen hypoxia as an execution method in the biblical phraseology of "do not murder," which is a better translation than "do not kill," but that's a topic for another conversation. So I guess what they're implying is we should use the biblical methods instead of, you know, suffocating somebody, which is what it is. Okay, we should use biblical methods. John, tell me a biblical method of execution. I just mentioned one.
Yeah,
in the Old Testament.
Stoning.
Stoning, yeah, for sure.
Cutting off the...
Yeah, by the sword. That's right.
Yeah.
There's a third one.
Come on. I didn't know today was...
She's a witch. Burn her. That's right.
Yeah.
So if we're going to go the route of borrowing from biblical authority here, then burning, decapitation, or stoning. Depends on the offense.
So. All I can come up with in my head is light them up. Sorry.
So, yeah, look, it's bad enough that you have to wait 30 or 40 years before you execute some of these people. As much as I criticize Governor DeSantis, I want to give him great credit for facilitating the executions for these horrible, horrible people. You say, how do you know what they did was horrible? Because I read the cases when they come out, and it's horrible what they've done. No question about guilt. No question about deserving the death penalty. And method, well, okay, if you don't want nitrogen hypoxia, I've got a pile of stones over here, I've got a sword over there, or I've got the giant bonfire over here. Go ahead and pick. I don't know why we make this so hard, but we do. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right.
I sound so callous and indifferent, but I mean, genuinely, as a Christian who believes in God's love and God's redemption, that's my view. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still dealing with the accident that happened on Michigan Avenue and Louisville Avenue. It's off to the side. I'm just seeing some minor delays westbound on Michigan Avenue. But other than that, things look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, somebody says crucifixion. Well, yeah, but that was used by the other guys. Yeah, that's the other not the prescription in Leviticus or anything like that. What else do we have going on? 437-1620. Oh, interesting note. Time Magazine. They still exist. Time Magazine. I mean, I say that as a guy who used to collect Time Magazine covers. I know I'm a nerd, but that's
what?
How it was.
You did?
Well, I had a subscription.
Right.
And, you know, I saw my grandmother do it, so I did it. It was painful to get. You know, when you've collected something for years and years, it's painful to get rid of it.
Oh, trust me, I'm doing it now, so
I
understand.
Oh, you're going through a storage unit, right?
Yeah.
Going through the worked yourselves into an exhaustion. You couldn't come to work yesterday, I heard.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So anyway, I had a big old stack of old Time Magazine covers, which the reason I always liked it is because it was an interesting way to look at the history of the United States.
But that's online. You could do that online.
John.
Yes.
In what year do you think?
I mean, it's using a data center. I'm so sorry.
No. In what year did you think I did this? I mean, this is like in the 80s, okay? I've long since gotten rid of these. In any case, Time Magazine senior correspondent Philip Elliott puts out an article. Exclusive: Democrats set in motion plan to redraw congressional maps in as many as 13 states. You say, well, I thought we were already into this. No. They want to flip state houses by getting a key 19 or so targeted races where if they win these races in the state house, they can flip control of Arizona, Michigan, Minnesota, and Wisconsin legislatures from Republican to Democrat, simultaneously trying to win the governorships or keep them, if depending on which state. But these are states that are right on the purple line. And then if they go blue, bluish purple, they can redistrict and they can, you know, change the maps and get Congress back in balance after the Republicans have been doing so effectively at this lately. So, interesting. In the balance is as many as 51 Republican House members whose districts could get carved up in a different way if it was done. 51 is a lot in the House of Representatives. Four more states, Colorado, Maryland, New York, and New Jersey, where they would try to amend the state constitution where it's already blue and get a voter referendum to allow them to review the maps and change them for, you know, political gerrymandering purposes. So this is it's politically smart. It's you could do it. You know, the idea is you target a certain very specific area or race and you try to swing that in favor of a candidate where in the aggregate you could produce a significant outcome, that's it, man. I mean, that's smart politics, is not just broadband, you know, advertising everywhere, but really targeting your races in certain ways that you can make a difference. So it's clever. We'll see what happens. 437-1620. Oh, do I have time? I don't think I have time to get into this. Oh, man, I so want to. Do you see the studies now? There's two different ones that have come out in the last couple of months. Do you know why birth rates are down, they say?
Why?
iPhone. People are on their phones instead of making babies.
Here you go with the data center thing again.
They looked at counties where the iPhones had come out early because AT&T was the only first one to have them when the smartphones first came out. And they confirmed that the counties where smartphones were first released were the places that had the earliest drop or decline in birth rates. Just like TV in the bedroom is bad for Nookie, having an iPhone is bad for Nookie, and Nookie has consequences, sometimes good.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump tells Fox Iran had a chance to sign a deal and survive, and posting now they'll have to pay the price. After three waves of U.S. retaliatory strikes and the harrowing story of Iran downing an Army Apache helicopter.
President Trump tells Fox News that the Iranian drone lodged in between the two pilots in this helicopter. They were flying very low. And so these pilots were trying to take down the helicopter with the drone lodged into this gunship without it exploding.
Fox's Trey Yangston in Tel Aviv says President Trump told him he's close to ordering more strikes against Iran's bridges and power plants. Maine primary voters picked Democrat Graham Plattner to take on Senator Susan Collins despite his Nazi tattoo and trouble with women. Consumer price index for May coming in hot as expected, up 0.5%, 4.2% for the year. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, 75 right now. We've got mostly sunny skies. We'll get a look at our forecast here in just a few minutes. A Florida Highway Patrol trooper was taken to the hospital yesterday after a rear-end crash involving a tractor trailer on I-10 in Santa Rosa County. Troopers say the marked patrol vehicle was traveling eastbound when the semi slowed for traffic. The trooper rear-ended the trailer from behind. The truck driver was not hurt. No other details on that have been released. The Pensacola Breast Cancer Association says 11 years of support from Anderson Subaru has done more than raise money. It's made new programs possible. Vice President Barbara Dean says the dealership's commitment year after year has been transformational for the all-volunteer organization.
Mr. Anderson and the entire Anderson Subaru organization is such an inspiration to our all-volunteer organization. Many years of support, year after year, they're there for us, and it's actually empowered us to be able to implement new programs this year.
And Anderson Subaru donated more than $215,000 to the association since 2014, including $39,000 this year. Customers choose their local charity, and the dealership matches their donation. Well, Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves has been elected to the Board of Trustees of the United States Conference of Mayors, the first mayor in Pensacola history to serve on the organization's executive committee. Reeves was elected at the group's annual meeting in California last week. He says the role will give Pensacola a stronger voice in federal policy. The speed limit on the Navarre Causeway is dropping to 20 miles per hour as black skimmer birds have returned to nest in the area for another season. Santa Rosa County officials say the seasonal speed reduction is an annual requirement tied to state wildlife funding agreements, and anytime the birds are nesting, the limit comes down and the message boards go up. The county says the birds are back, so they're asking drivers to watch out as they drive along that causeway. L.A. registered sex offender facing charges after showing up at a Milton High School band concert in May. Deputies arrested 50-year-old Thomas Kent last week on a misdemeanor charge of a sex offender attending a school without notice. Kent has been on the sex offender registry since 2014 after charges involving 12-year-old boys in Texas. According to the arrest report, a deputy spotted Kent at the concert on May 1st. Investigators say Kent also convinced a child to stay at his residence after that event. He's was arrested and has since been released on $1,000 bond. Well, Florida Senator Rick Scott is pointing to California's recent election results as proof that Congress needs to pass the Save America Act. The bill would require photo ID and proof of citizenship to vote in federal elections. Scott says California's process gives people no reason to trust the results and says he won't stop pushing for the legislation despite it not yet passing. It's 8:35 here, News Radio 92.3. Let's check in with John Pickens, who's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. We're back to rolling accident-free, even delay-free. Looks like 98, 90, Highway 29 are all looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast from meteorologist Marion Caldwell.
Warm and humid conditions continue here on your Wednesday morning, allowing for some patchy fog development that should start to burn off going into the later morning hours. Highs will be topping out in the upper 80s and low 90s once again this afternoon. Mostly sunny skies expected with low chances for some rain, but can't rule out an isolated or stray shower developing later this afternoon. Tonight stays mostly clear with temperatures in the 70s, and then Thursday, hot and humid once again with mostly sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Marion Caldwell with your WAR First Warning Weather Forecast.
And we've got mostly sunny skies right now at 75 degrees. Taking a look at your money now. This hour, markets are down. The Dow down 338 and just about 0.75 points at 50,533.40. The S&P down 45.5 points, 73.43.85. The NASDAQ down 193.55, currently sitting at 25,493.16. Taking a look at that 10-year bond rate, we're down a bit at 4.52%. Commodities prices, gold is down $116 at $41.70.40. Silver down 64 cents this morning, $64.60. And Bitcoin is down 28.58, 61,842.62. Looking at our oil prices today, West Texas Intermediate up $1.31 at $89.51 a barrel. Brent crude up just under a buck at $92.41 a barrel. Checking those gas prices, the national average down at $4.15 a gallon. The Florida statewide average up again. It's at $3.95 today, up from $3.91 yesterday. And taking a look at our local fuel prices, seeing on the low end about $3.09 a gallon. A lot of stations around the Pensacola area. Also seeing several stations coming in at about between $3.20 and $3.30. You're headed over the Pensacola Bay Bridge. It looks like 382 right on the other side of the bridge there in Gulf Breeze. 98 from Gulf Breeze to Navarre. Most stations at about 353 a gallon in the Navarre area. You're looking at about, looks like average prices around 337 per gallon. Now, the Bureau of Labor Statistics is out with the Consumer Price Index, up 4.2% in May from the year before, the biggest increase in 3 years, of course, driven by surging prices for both food and energy. Prices rose 0.5% from April to May, in line with economists' predictions. The core CPI, which measures prices without food and energy, rose 2.9% annually and 0.2% for the month. President Trump's approval rating on the economy at a record low. According to a new Economist YouGov poll, only 29% of Americans said they currently approve of the president's handling of the economy. 63% disapprove. The poll found that Americans have an increasingly bleak economic outlook. At the start of the president's current term, 37% said the economy was getting worse. That number now is up to 57%. Well, over a million Jeep Wranglers and Gladiators are being recalled for a spontaneous fire risk.
Stellantis is telling owners of 2021 through 2025 vehicles to park them outside and away from structures until they're fixed. The vehicles may have an electrical issue with the electric hydraulic power steering pump wiring. The automaker says they're not expecting a solution until the end of July. I'm Michael Kastner.
And right now we've got We've got sunshine, 75 degrees. Your next news at 9. And breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Bring the kids and enjoy a free family-friendly show at Hancock Whitney Movies in the Park. Saturday evening beginning at 6 at the Hunter Amphitheater behind Wahoo Stadium. Lilo and Stitch will be on the screen and food trucks will be available. Every Saturday morning, take your pick of fresh produce and check out unique products at the Navarre Farmers Market. It's from 8 till noon at Highway 87 and Segura Street. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
No opinions, no arguing, just the news, right now.
Our Northwest Florida Congressman Jimmy Patronis says the Sunshine Protection Act, which would make daylight savings time permanent, has made more mess in Congress than ever before.
I personally think you'll see something happen with that, you know, before the end of the summer.
The bill would eliminate the twice-yearly clock change.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, John, you ready for a thinker? You're never ready for a thinker.
Because that's not fair. You should have given it to me like 5 a.m.
I got a thinker for you. Are you into the Marvel, like MCU, Marvel Cinematic Universe? Do you watch any of that stuff?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So key premise of the Marvel Universe is the multiverse, right?
Correct.
The idea of alternate dimensions, which are, you see it in DC
alternate
too.
Timelines.
Yeah. Other timelines, same characters, different clothes, that kind of thing, different relationships, whatever. Okay. So, here's my position. Fight me. 437-1620. The multiverse is stupid.
What?
The multiverse is stupid.
It's very creative.
It's stupid.
Well, that's your fault. I mean, I guess you don't understand it, but...
allow me. This is a little different from my normal, you know, but feel free to weigh in. 437-1620. Here's why a philosopher says the multiverse is stupid. We're watching Spider-Noir right now, the Nicolas Cage, using a weird voice as Spider-Man in a 1930s private eye role. It's a weird, you know. Anyway, we've watched an episode and a half, and I don't know that we're going to get to 3, but, you know, we'll see. The multiverse is stupid. Because what do you always see? What is the characteristics of the multiverse? You have the same people, right? With, like, sort of different clothes or names or roles or whatever, who make decisions, right?
Right.
Well, do decisions matter?
Well, of course they do.
That no, they don't.
Shapes who they are.
How did these people come to exist? I mean, you or, you know, Spider-Man or whatever is the, you know, genetic inheritor of a very specific fact pattern from his parents. And if those people don't get married, then they don't have that kid. So if people make choices, how come those choices seem to not matter in the multiverse? I mean, you know, like in this particular example, it's set in New York City. So there's an Empire State Building. Why would there be an Empire State Building in the multiverse? If it's a different timeline, you know, why would things be so the same and not completely different? It doesn't make any sense. It's like, only the big decisions matter. Well, then big decisions matter, but why don't small decisions matter? I think the multiverse is stupid. I think, you know, if there's a Flash in this universe, then there's probably not a Flash in any other universe ever. Because after, you know, thousands of years, decisions produce results. Why would there be a Spider-Man in that universe? Why would there be a Thor in that universe? It doesn't make any sense. John?
You have too much time to think. Oh, my gosh. I'm just understanding the multiverse, and you're like, well, this decision, why isn't that a big decision?
Why do they speak English in the multiverse?
Sí, señor.
It's idiotic. They shouldn't. No. They probably wouldn't be humans in the multiverse. You know? I mean, if you believe in evolution. Man, now, maybe if you believe in God. Okay, maybe God makes a multitude of universes. But this notion that there's some other place over there where everything is just like this, except the show's on from, say, 3 to 6 p.m., you know, like I do the afternoon show instead of the morning show. No, nonsense. It's insane. What you believe is insane.
Oh, you poor thing.
I know it's very clever it's for just, the storytelling purposes,
it's
but...
It's just Marvel. I mean, come on. It's, you know...
Why would there be 420 Dr. Bruce Banners? Why would there be another Bruce Banner anywhere, ever? There would just be some other grandchild of his grandparents. If his grandparents ever even... There wouldn't be United States in another universe. The collage of cause and effect that made there to be a United States there weren't even a revolutionary question in 1776 in any multi. There wasn't even a Great Britain. It's crazy.
We don't have time to really develop the thought
defend the multiverse if you can.
Well, I just like it. The movies are fun.
Okay.
Yeah, they are.
That's a pretty lame explanation. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
They're really cool. Makes you think.
It's soft determinism, and soft determinism is for weak-minded people.
Thanks, talent.
You know, soft determinism, the idea that the big things are the guardrails of the development of the progress of the universe, and the little things are kind of up to you, and they don't really matter in the end because, you know, either God or the universe is there kind of orchestrating the big things to happen just the right way. And, you know, what you eat for breakfast doesn't really matter as long as you're the person who doesn't run for president. You know, big things matter, little things don't matter. Soft determinism. It's nutty.
And this is why you're the talent.
Go ahead, John. Tell them about the roads.
All right. Well, we've got no accidents to report to you or delays. I-10, I-110, 90, 29, 98. They all look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives. I'm not talent.
First of all, nobody wants to fight me and I'm disappointed. Second of all.
Why? You have too much time.
Second of all. Jim texts, I'm sorry, I don't know what a multiverse is. Yes. We have all kinds of people who listen. And that's understandable. I mean, I think we've explained it enough, but okay. I mean, you don't want to play. It's fine. We'll just move on. I got challenged one time to do more like thought problem philosophy.
Yeah, let's go back
questions.
To our other ones.
Talk about food. Mm.
Let's do our other ones.
Tell me your favorite car from TV. Okay. I mean, we can do that. Yeah, they're fun topics.
Yeah.
These are fun topics. Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, possibly a philosopher free zone, you can designate it if you like. Oh, now I get texts. Okay, I dared you. All right, we'll get to them in a second. Anyway, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home where you can control who you do not invite inside, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinky Realty are very, very good at this. They sold 209 homes last year. That means that 4 a week on average. I mean, maybe, you know, 7 1 week and then, you know, one. But, you know, 4 on average a week, which is a lot of experience. That's a lot of market knowledge. That's a lot of success. That's a lot of dealing with people, navigating the hurdles, turning no's into yeses or maybes into yeses or whatever. Just calling people and finding out, hey, you looked at the house at the open house. Why didn't you make an offer? Well, this and this reason. Well, what if we fix that? Oh, well, I mean, then I'd be interested. I mean, that's the point. Everybody knows to do this, but not everybody does it. And they, again, solve so many problems. They get all the way to yes for so many people all the time that, you know, at least consider talking to them. And, hey, you know, look, maybe you interview Christina. And then you interview, you know, your best friend who is also a realtor and sells 3 homes a year. And that's fine. Okay. But you decide. And maybe you go with your friend. That's fine. Be an adult. Just get the information. That's all I'm saying. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinky Realty, 786-3996. All right. So we got texts. I love it. Let's see if these texts pan out. if the premise of the multiverse is that anything is possible, then there would be an infinite possibility for every situation leading to an exponentially improbable chance of occurring. Yes, exactly. You get it. That's the point. The farther into the history timeline you get, the approaching zero limit, if you know anything about calculus, if maybe you don't, it's okay. But the probability of this person existing in two different places doesn't happen. It cannot happen. So to exist in all the places is nuts. Somebody says you're burning up your brain cells on things that don't matter. Well, duh. I'm not burning them up. I'm exercising them. Somebody says the multiverse is not unlike the consequences of Malkovich being Malkovich and John being John Malkovich. It's just kind of warped. Somebody says the same way I feel about aliens and UFOs. Who cares? Doesn't affect me. I have more productive things to think about. Sometimes practicing on things that don't matter is the way you get skills for things that do matter. That's why the frivolous topic is actually a very important thing. Oh, did I give it away out loud? Sorry.
No, you sure did.
You learn how to think. You learn how to reason. You learn how to weigh evidence.
Yeah, but then I have to think about other things that don't.
You learn how to interact with other people about non-vital things, which teaches you the soft skills you need to interact with them about significant things. Sorry, am I explaining the frivolous subject for now? I guess I am. Anyway.
Too much information.
Building relationships with people. Star Trek, the original, did a multiverse, and the people in that one was an evil version of the characters. City Councilman Casey Jones. It's not a frivolous topic if I have to think too hard about it. Okay. Okay. All right. We'll just move on. I'm Andrew McKay.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Daniel will not stop crying. I've changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called. We learned during the Period of Purple Crying program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing is working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the Period of Purple Crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
ADX Digital Lead, Brian Prowitz.
As a business owner, you want less to worry about. You want proven, simple concepts and tools that just do what they said they will do, and proof that those tools work. Well, that's ADX Digital. Simple digital concepts that move the needle for your business. Reporting that proves the results and market-leading customer service. And that's what we do.
No one does digital like ADX Digital Marketing. ADXDigitalMarketing.com.
This is a statement from the National Weather Service.
September 2020. The National Hurricane Center predicted Hurricane Sally would come ashore in Mississippi.
A hurricane warning has now been issued.
But then Sally made a right turn and surprised us by coming ashore here with a destructive power we have not seen since Hurricane Ivan, which is why you should keep your radio on News Radio 92.3 for all the latest watches, warnings, and full team coverage should the storm make that unexpected change of course. News Radio 92.3. You don't want rumors.
You want confirmation.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620.
You want confirmation.
Informative, local, dependable.
Frank!
Hey, honey! Hey!
What the hell are you doing?
We're streaking! We're going up through the quad to the gymnasium!
Have something cool to tell you. It's a little thing, but it's those of you who have ever gone to the landfill in Escambia County, the Perdido landfill, what you might used to have called the dump. But you know, we have new sanitary terms for the unsanitary things in our lives, so we call them a landfill. Don't call
it's
the dump
still
anymore.
A dump.
It's a garbage dump. Yeah, it's a big old pile of trash. Anyway, John, have you ever taken hazardous materials to the landfill?
No, sir.
What do you do with them?
I don't have any. That makes it a lot easier. I don't have to think about it.
I do not believe you, sir. But okay, fine.
Can't prove it. That's so, your limitations.
I had a, It was such a ridiculously small amount of old gas from the lawnmower when I did the change out. I mean, it was like it's like 5 ounces or something. It was so small. But you can't, don't put it down the drain. That's bad. Don't put it in the sewer, the storm drain. That's bad. Don't put it in the ground. That's bad. So what do you do? Don't put it in the trash. That's bad because the trash can catch on fire. There's no good solution for this. So you take it to the landfill. You take it to the household hazardous materials drop off. Every once in a while, they'll come and pick stuff up like this periodically. But anyway, so I finally bit the bullet and drove out to the landfill yesterday, Perdido Landfill up on Beulah Road. And I got there. And if you've ever been there, you go through kind of the front. And then you pass over the scales, and then you're supposed to stop. I did not stop. They yelled at me, and I was sorry. I didn't realize. I mean, I stopped where it said a stop sign, but I didn't know you're supposed to stop it. There wasn't a stop sign. Go figure. Anyway,
I know rules.
So the way you go to the hazardous materials historically is you have to drive, I mean, my God, you have to drive all the way around the outside perimeter and the back road and over the river and through the woods to grandmother's depository you go. And eventually you get to this island of hazardous materials drop off. And it's, I mean, if for those of you who have been, you know exactly what I'm talking about. For those of you who have never been, trust me, that description is accurate. All right. But something cool happened yesterday that I did not expect. I'll tell you about it in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Florida West. Did you know that every Florida West project is evaluated on jobs created? Wages paid generates a positive return on investment to Escambia County taxpayers. Let's see here. We've got, Yep. All right. So, nope. We don't have an accident anymore. See, that just popped off the board again.
The jack went back in the box?
Yes,
the accident went back in the box? Okay.
It sure did. All right. Everything else is fun. Don't worry about it. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives. At this point, I'm just...
the level of professionalism on this show on a routine basis is off the charts.
And you want a Marconi.
Sure enough.
I know. Talent.
Okay, so back to the landfill. Gripping talk radio that this is. I discovered yesterday that they moved the hazardous materials drop-off. It's over, there's actually a back road on the north side of the landfill that goes to the sheriff's firearms training facility. That's where you would go if you were going to go in and drop stuff off at the materials recycling facility, the MRF for ECUA. Anyway, it's right there. It's right by the entrance. And you don't have to go over the scales. You don't have to drive over the possible nails and screws at the contractors or the people with all of their, because, you know, a lot of trailers go through there with stuff. And, you know, you don't. Anyway, so it's right, very easy. And I ran into a guy there. I mean, not run into with my car, but, like, got to meet a guy there named Pat O'Dell, who is the environmental specialist there. And we were talking, and about 6 months ago, they moved it over there. Super convenient. I put a video up on Facebook if you care to see. But while I'm there, my eyes open, I'm seeing things, and I'm seeing things like, what color is a landfill, John? I mean, the giant pile of trash, or what we used to when we were kids called Mount Trashmore. What color are they typically?
Green.
Green. Where do
you
live?
When they put I don't know. I haven't gone recently.
Okay. Brown, I think, of dirt.
I just
and
put it in
because
the
it's
trash.
Layers of dirt and layers of stuff.
Right.
It is, in fact, quite green, bright green. They spray a like seed slurry all over it. You were right. You should have stuck by your answer. Don't let me gaslight you.
Well, I didn't know because you gaslight me.
Oh, boy. So it's really, it's actually a quite beautiful big green mound of trash right now. So, and he was telling me about how they took some sod that got thrown out there and they used that to plant some, you know, around the area so it's not dirt. It's sod. Anyway, just really neat. And you can get free paint.
And you started talking to me about paint. Tell me about the free paint because I didn't know this.
For the latex paint, we do a recycling program. And what that means is every bit of the latex paint that comes in, we process it, find out if it's got any use or not.
Okay.
And if it does, what we do...
Like if it's not contaminated or
right,
whatever.
If there's nothing growing in it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the good stuff. What we'll do is we'll take the paint and divide it out into 12 basic colors.
Okay.
And then once we get enough, we'll put it in our... We got a paint hopper that somebody had set out up there as well.
Oh, okay.
So now we'll mix about 55, 60 gallons at a time of different particular colors paint.
Huh.
We'll make swatches of it. They'll put it on the website, and people come out and collect paint.
Really?
First and third Thursday of every month.
So on the first and third Thursday, they should check the website and see what the colors are that are available that month or that week.
Yes, sir.
Huh. You're a wealth of information.
And he was. Pat O'Dell's the greatest guy. He's so much. He's so friendly, so smart, and we got to talk about all kinds of stuff. I thought that was a neat program that I didn't know existed. You can get free paint twice a month from the landfill in Perdido. And you can drop off your gas, and it's much easier now, and you won't puncture a tire driving over the contractor zone. So there you go. That's your update. Hey, I pay attention to all kinds of things in the world, and I found that. I figured there's somebody, and I want to give credit to the county for doing that. Don't get necessarily give good news enough to the county, and I want to give credit to them for doing that. So, hey, every part of the way we run a government makes a difference. That's it. John, you're dying over here.
I'm just over here.
Landfill people
really?
Matter. They do
yeah,
important stuff.
They do.
You're glad they do their jobs.
I'm proud of them.
Mag's up next.
Stream.